ACCA podcast. Practical experience requirement. Displaying effective networking skills could help you towards achieving performance objective 2, stakeholder relationship management. Networking at conferences. Love it or hate it, networking is a necessity in today's business world. So if you've got an event lined up, what can you do to get the most out of it? Whether you're a natural communicator or not, networking can throw up excellent job and business opportunities, particularly at conferences. The first thing is to remember that every attendee is in the same boat at a networking event. You're probably not the only one feeling shy or nervous, and being aware of that will help you overcome those challenges, says Laura Hampton, Digital Marketing Manager at Impression. Hold your head high and confidently approach someone. Chances are they'll be really glad you did. Before you do so, however, spend some time perfecting your elevator pitch, advises executive coach Caroline Arnold, especially if this is your first conference. Your elevator pitch should last no more than 60 seconds and explain what you do, she says. I tweak the message depending on my audience. The more specific you can be, the better, so it lets others understand and relate to you. You could also get ahead of the game by contacting the organizer of the conference to ask if you can have a copy of the guest list. Spend some time going through it and highlighting who you want to meet at the conference or which talks specifically you want to attend, suggests Arnold. That way, when you arrive at the event, you can ask the organizer if they can possibly introduce you to the person that you would most like to meet. Also, try to make a point of arriving early, as that creates opportunities for introducing people to each other as they arrive, something they are often grateful for if they're new to networking. Elaine Garcia, Senior Program Leader of Business, Banking and Finance at Study Interactive, urges conference attendees to be prepared to speak up or undertake a role. Playing an active role in a group or conference can really raise your profile. For example, you might prepare a presentation, chair a session, or join a planning committee. Being aware of the body language in a room can also work to your advantage, adds Hampton. You'll be able to spot the people deep in conversation by the fact they are facing each other head-on, she says. It is best to avoid interrupting those people. If they are stood at an angle to each other, however, it is as if they have left an empty spot, and you're welcome to fill it. Hampton also makes a plea for being judicious when it comes to handing out business cards. By all means, have business cards on you, but don't feel like you have to give them out. If someone asks for your card, that's great. But if not, there is nothing worse than trying to push your card onto someone. As a general rule, only give or request a card if you see a genuine reason to do so. Collecting cards is not the aim of the game at conferences.